This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate yesterday morning passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, sending it to President Trump's desk. The Senate vote of 89 yeas versus 10 nays moves the agreement ahead of the impeachment trial in the Senate. President Trump is expected to sign the agreement sometime next week during a formal ceremony, perhaps while the impeachment trial is underway. House Democrats took more than a year to make changes to the original agreement negotiated by the Trump administration. For agriculture, USMCA is expected to increase U.S. exports by $2 billion. The vote comes just one day after the United States signed a new trade agreement with China, which promises to increase agricultural exports overseas by tens of billions of dollars. On Twitter, President Trump proclaimed the farmers are really happy with the new China trade deal and the soon-to-be-signed deal with Mexico and Canada. The president said he hopes farmers remember he used tariff funds to help them get through the tough times. February 11th will be the first time the USDA tries to build this month's Phase 1 China trade deal into the nation's ag balance sheet when the WASDE report comes out. Todd Gleason of WILL in Champaign has more.
The first longer-term indication of how the United States government believes the Phase 1 agreement with China will impact U.S. agricultural exports will show up in next month's WASDE report, and then more information will trickle out from other sources, says the former head of the World Agricultural Outlook Board, Seth Meyer, now with the University of Missouri.
And then you turn around and you got to do quarterly trade, which actually puts a dollar value on trade between the U.S. and China in terms of a subset of agricultural goods. And then you've got the Ag Outlook Forum on February 20th as well, too, which you're going to roll out your 2021 crop year numbers with just the U.S. perspective. And so you just see the U.S. Crop exports, not where they're going.
It will be a real challenge, says Meyer, who works with FAPRI at Missouri. He also says the new deal is not exactly additive. Ag sales to China will be offset by lost exports to other countries. I'm Todd Gleason.
Moving on into other national news here on your Friday, the Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency is reminding producers that their crop insurance premiums for the 2019 crop year are due January 31st. Policies that do not have the premium paid by January 31st will have interest attached on February 1st, calculated from the date of the premium billing notice. USDA has deferred to January 31st the accrual of interest on 2019 crop year insurance premiums for most policies with a premium billing date of August 15, 2019, to help the large number of farmers and ranchers affected by extreme weather and other challenges in 2019. RMA Administrator Martin Barbray says we urge producers to make their premium payments on time to ensure they don't get charged interest back to their premium billing notice date. Producers are encouraged to contact their crop insurance agent for more information or assistance. And we'll move on into state and local farm news on this Friday afternoon, following these messages.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, your membership helps to support the work of farmers at the county, state, and national levels. As a non-farmer, your membership is only $20 annually. Discounts can save you tons of money through exclusive membership benefits, and John Deere's reward program saves you money on equipment, special parts, and home and workshop products. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Friday Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into state ag news from around Illinois. As the weather is less than favorable for this weekend for any outdoor activity, the Illinois Association of County Fairs has their eyes on summertime. Their association has set up shop in Springfield for their annual convention. Over the next few days, they will hold a meeting and host the State County Fair Queen contest. Ken Tyrell, the incoming president of the association, says that they hear from their members that the financial burden of running a county fair is growing as the state funding dries up.
Fair funding has shrunk considerably. The smaller fair downstate fairs that don't have the population base to support them, it's really tough on them. And those are the people that we really strive to help.
73 county fair queens will walk the stage on Sunday evening, and the winner will become the state county fair queen and reign throughout the year and be a major part of the Illinois State Fair. In other state ag news on your Friday, Governor Pritzker today announced $29.7 million in grants for 85 local projects, which will help communities acquire open space and develop an improved recreational facility throughout Illinois. The grants announced today are funded through the state's Open Space Land Acquisition and Development Program, administered by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The OSLAD program can provide up to one-half of a project's funding. When combined with the investment of local matching funds, the grants announced today will support more than $56 million in local park development projects and land acquisition statewide. The program has invested in $403.2 million in over 1,700 local park projects since it began in 1987. The program receives dedicated funding from a percentage of the state's real estate transfer tax. Some of the grant recipients in the local area include the Effingham Water Authority for their Lake Sarah Pearson Peninsula Park development. That's in Effingham County. That was a grant of $400,000. The City of Salem and Marion County will receive $210,700 for their Friends Inclusive Playground equipment. The Springfield Park District in Sangamon County will receive $400,000 for their Isles Park redevelopment. The City of Godfrey will receive $400,000 for their Glazebrook Park expansion. The City of New Berlin in Sangamon County will receive money for park improvements. That's included in $300,000. The Nokomis Park District here in Montgomery County will receive $350,000 of a grant to make improvements to the swimming pool at Memorial Park. And that, again, is the grants from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Moving on to our local Ag Community Bulletin Board for the remainder of this month, the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District will be holding their Macoupin Creek Watershed Meeting at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Wednesday, January 29th, from 6 until 8 p.m. RSVP is due by next Friday, January 24th, and you can do so by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District's office at 854-2626, extension 3. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding informational meetings to provide an overview of two USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. Two meeting times have been scheduled to accommodate interested participants. The first will be held on Thursday, January 30th at 10 a.m., and the second meeting will be Tuesday, February 4th at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Sign up for the safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway, and election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. To RSVP for both meetings, held on Thursday, January 30th and Tuesday, February 4th, you can RSVP to the Montgomery County FSA office at 532-3361 Extension 2. The Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction that will be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton on Saturday, February 1st from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tickets are available for $25 per person, available at Ace Hardware in Staunton, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. For more information, you can call Mike at 314-873-6796. That again is 314-873-6769, or Linda at 618-402-2710. And that'll wrap it up for this Friday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, or anything community-related for that matter, you can email that to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday afternoon, January 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.